Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Man, that was the worst thing I ever said. I can't get away from it.
Yeah, but you did say it, so nobody to blame but yourself.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm moving to Mexico.
Just like you said you were peaches. Do you remember that?
Nah.
Yes, you did.
I've not heard that drop, so
Rob
never
G, you remember that.
Uncle
when
sir.
He said he was peaches and I was her. Yes. You did, Chris.
I don't recall.
You called
that.
Yourself peaches.
We have
I'm
not
a little moist
that.
Right now.
We yes. have not heard that.
I remember.
How you doing,
it.
Man?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great.
It's a great Thursday. It's hot as heck here in Los Angeles, but we plow through. It's still, what is it, September 1st, Chris? Is it unbelievable? September 1st. Wow.
It really is, man. Summer flew by, but you know, we're adults. Summer's different because of the weather, although L.A. is not as
always nice, right?
Yeah.
But how's the weather? It. Has it changed at all or no?
It was still actually nice today. So, you know, I've been going into New York now.
Right.
Doing these dress rehearsals for our relaunch of First Things First next week. And so you would know this. Many people won't be able to understand this. But I walked from our studios on 54th and 10th to Penn Station.
Wow.
Which, you know, is at 34th and 7th.
Right.
So, or 8th, 34th and 8th.
8th, right.
But it was such a nice day. I had time to kill before my train back to New Jersey. So it wasn't bad.
How
you know, and in New York, man, I love New York. folks are different though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, I mean, when you haven't really been in the mix in a while, you know what I'm saying? Well, it's like, my gosh.
Because Chris is people watching and he sees, like, oh, okay, wait a minute. Is that okay? I see that.
It's different.
All right. Hey, you're in a big city, a lot of different people living different lifestyles. It is, definitely.
Yes. Yeah. But it was a good walk. And I tell you what, it's a good little exercise for me. So I can do that while the weather's nice, you know. But we got a lot to talk about, Rob. I had fun in New York today, but basketball-wise, not really a good day for New Yorkers.
No.
And we will get into all that next. But first, let's introduce the iCouple crew. We have got super producer Rob G in the house. We got USC Chris and for the ever-vacationing ex-vegan Alex Teichert. And on the updates, the loquacious Brian Finley. We got Joel Corey, former NFL agent, now CBS Sports NFL analyst. He'll talk with us at the bottom of the hour, Rob. And we can get into this Russell Wilson contract extension with him, getting $49 million a year. What was it, 5 years?
To, about 164
guaranteed. It was 165 guaranteed. Yeah. I think the total was 265 or something like that. But, so we'll talk with him about all of that. But, Rob, I mentioned it. The Knicks, they miss out on Donovan Mitchell. I thought they were going to get him. I think most people felt like they were going to get him.
All they did was talk about it all for all offseason.
And he's from New York. He wanted to play here, which is rare for a superstar, right?
Right, most
and they
guys
blew
don't.
It.
Right.
They blew it. Now, look, let me start by saying this. He's going to the Cavaliers. I think, Rob, basketball-wise, for Donovan Mitchell, this is better. He's on a better team. Darius Garland, who was an all-star, will team up with him in a great backcourt. Evan Mobley, who was one of the great rookies last year, looks like he'll be a star.
He played great out of USC, man. I'm telling you.
Absolutely. Only after 1 year, so he looks like he'll be a star.
Yep.
And Jared Allen had a fantastic year for what he is. I mean, he was an all-star. So they are really building something special, potentially special, in Cleveland. And I just think he's got a better chance of winning there than he would have in New York. I mean, Rob, when Carmelo came, people were hyped. Didn't turn in anything.
Well, they've been hyped for everything.
Amari Stoudemire, Carmelo, Stephon Marbury.
It's always a day late, a dollar short for the Knicks, and that's been their history, Chris. And they hadn't won a championship since 1973. Those are just the facts. Nothing else. Those are the facts.
Right.
And they just keep doing the same thing. I wrote a column the other day about all the misses. We talked about it, right, when they signed R.J. Barrett, right?
Right.
That it was the first player that they had signed, Chris, to an extension since Charlie Ward in 1999. That's unbelievable.
23 years of futility.
That's a 20. You're talking about Isaiah Thomas was an executive. Phil Jackson was an executive. Like
Larry Brown was a coach. Lenny Wilkins was a coach. I mean, Isaiah had his issues there, right? But when you look at Isaiah Thomas, first of all, we all know, and it's been proven, that he drafted well. And I'm not trying to say he did an awesome job there. I'm just saying he drafted well. And Rob, he hired Lenny Wilkins, Hall of Fame coach, and Larry Brown, Hall of Fame coach.
And that was you know what's crazy? That was the one place Larry Brown, it blew up
terrible.
In 1 year.
Oh, gosh.
Larry Brown, everywhere he went, Chris, he turned those teams around, except the Knicks. And that didn't make sense.
It looked like, Rob, he didn't know. If you didn't know better, and I think you think Larry Brown's the best coach ever. Yeah, I won't go that far, but he's one of the best coaches ever. But in my book, one of the best. But, Rob, that was disastrous.
Yeah,
he was starting dudes based on, like, if they went to a town, you know, played a team where the guy was from or something, he'd start them.
Right.
It was crazy.
No, at the end, but I saw him, you know, when he turned that Pistons team around and won a championship and all that.
Great coaching.
It was. He really did a great job for those 2 years.
And Philly did a great job with Iverson.
But anyway, the Knicks, I don't get it. I don't get how all this time, all the conversation, all the talk, and Cleveland gave up first round, unprotected first round picks.
Only three.
That's what
three
they gave up.
And two pick swaps, which won't, they're going to be better than Utah, right. So pick swaps won't mean anything.
So why couldn't the Knicks give that up?
Well, let's hear, Rob G, what are the reports
on what happened
about
with the
why the Knicks couldn't get it done?
Well, initially, this is from Tony Jones of The Athletic. This is when they first started engaging, and he's one of those plugged-in guys in Utah. According to him, the Jazz offered Donovan Mitchell to the Knicks in exchange for six future firsts, which, again, they had eight available to him.
Right.
Plus Quentin Grimes, Emmanuel Quickley, Obi Toppin, Miles McBride, and filler, which would have been like Derrick Rose's contract.
That's filler.
Yes.
I mean, all those dudes are filler,
yeah,
in right. my book.
Okay, and the Knicks said no. So according to Sham Sharani, he reported that before the R.J. Barrett extension was signed, their final offer from New York side was R.J. Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley, and two unprotected firsts.
So we don't, because my thing is, if they could have, I like R.J. Barrett. I think the dude, he averaged 20 points last year. He works hard. He's improving his game. He's a high character guy. Like, I think he could, Rob, one day become a Jimmy Butler, DeMar DeRozan type player. That's not a superstar, but, you know, that's like a star. You like that. So I don't, and I think, though, they could have gotten him for, I don't think they had to give up R.J. Barrett.
But they, Chris, the deal on the table, give up the six picks. Who cares? You got eight. What
well,
do you care?
They wanted to cut it down to what, four?
They cut it down
given,
to two.
I would have said five and given them five.
And, keep,
and maybe
and
to
keep
your point,
RJ.
At the end of the day, maybe I do give them six.
What do you care? We right. Danny Ainge had 14 first-round picks.
Right.
Seriously.
You just said it. What have they done with their picks?
Nothing.
Since 1999. They haven't picked one guy since before RJ
right.
that they wanted to keep.
So the whole idea, if I can get somebody who can play now rather than a question
young.
Mark, right, and you don't know if it's going to pan out or if it works out. I mean, I get picks, but I'm not all into that.
I'm just you know
like,
what that's about, Rob.
What is it?
That is GMs. You know this. You can sell two things in the NBA. You sell winning or you sell hope. And these teams that are bad, what Danny Ainge is doing, and sometimes it works. It worked in Boston,
he did
right?
It.
He got all those picks. He's gone now, but they're good now because of the picks from that trade with the Nets when they got all those first-round picks. But if your team is bad, you go to your owners and you say, yeah, okay, look, we're not going to make the playoffs this year. We're not that good
of a
team.
But look what we got.
Right. We got 12 first-round picks over the next 6 years. And we can either make the right picks and get good players. Chances are we'll get a star out of those, at least one out of those picks. And then the other ones we can trade
for other
good
stuff,
players.
Right.
So there's some legitimacy to it. But I also think, Rob, we know this is Clippers, Sacramento.
They
we can name a
picks.
Bunch of teams where it hasn't worked.
Right. And my thing is, if you're the Knicks, you're not talking about the future, man. The future's been 30 years going, Chris.
40 years.
Right.
Enough. Patrick Ewing. You're
enough
right.
Enough with the future. You know, like, give me a good star player, a guy, who, like you just said, who's from New York, who knows the feel, has a feel for it, who can probably excel and not be, intimidated by the whole
right.
New York thing. And it would have been.
He
wanted to be there. That's what. And instead he has to go to Cleveland, and I'm sure he would have rather played in New York. But he, as you said, basketball-wise, there's no doubt that where Cleveland is, the team is better.
Right, right. And this is just, like you said, the Knicks blowing it. And look, we both said Donovan Mitchell, like by himself, he's not leading you to the promised land.
Right.
Okay, they probably would have been a lower rung, maybe a seventh seed in the East with Donovan Mitchell. But he's 25 years old. He's a legitimate star. He's exciting to watch. He would have lit the garden up, and he would have potentially brought another star player there in the future. And with him, R.J. Barrett, Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson, like that's not bad. That's not bad. And maybe you grow together, and maybe you eventually you turn into something. But now they don't even have that, Rob.
No, this is a mistake. this is the Knicks being the Knicks, and you can't feel good about it if you're a Knicks fan and go, "What? Wait a minute. They talked about Donovan all summer, and now he winds up in Cleveland."
Yeah.
Over what probably is throwing in another pick or so. And again, you could have kept RJ. And instead, you don't have any of that.
Totally with you. All right, your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Did the New York Knicks blow it with Donovan Mitchell? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
All right, it is a TV theme song Thursday here on The Odd Couple. And, of course, we're brought to you by AutoZone. So if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone, it's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to the Zone, AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination, 877-99 on Fox. Donovan Mitchell to Cleveland. Did the Knicks blow it? Your turn to weigh in again, I should say.
Yeah, again. Let's kick it off with our man Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? How you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Great, man. You?
I'm doing good. I don't know about blowing it. I don't know. Because they would have had two very small guards in the backcourt in New York, and they still had Barrett, who they just signed. So they had a lot of pieces that they didn't know what they were going to do with. So maybe this played itself out. And the other thing is that I think Mitchell ended up in a great place. Hey, Chris, remember I told you there were two players I wanted to watch next year? One of them was Darius Garland. Now I really want to watch Darius Garland.
You're going to see more of him. Yeah, they're going to be on more big games. You're right. But
you got
here, look,
right.
Rob and I agree with you that the Knicks, we're not saying they would have been a contender had they gotten Donovan Mitchell. But they haven't had a player like him since Melo.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And he was on their radar all summer.
Right.
And he got moved.
He wanted to play for the Knicks.
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what doesn't make sense to us.
You just need a star. And look, he's a building block. They should have gotten him.
All right. Elvis in Alabama. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Elvis?
What's going on, gentlemen? How y'all doing tonight? Hey, listen, man. I agree with the previous caller. I mean, I'm not going to kill him. I mean, you can kind of say maybe they should have tried a little harder or something or whatever, but I'm not going to kill them. They're kind of a team right now, and they would have been maybe a little bit better of a team without him. You're going to give up all that just for a little bump? You know what I mean?
All what?
No players of consequence.
All what?
A bunch of draft picks.
I just don't understand.
And you still would have had several draft picks.
He said all that. What? What? Chris?
I mean, you could have got, if you want to tell me, look, I wouldn't have wanted to give up R.J. Barrett and all those picks for him. Okay, I can buy that. Because R.J. Barrett may be as good as him in a few years. But Obi Toppin? Quentin Grimes? I mean, come on.
Right, I'm with you. Thanks, Elvis, for the call. Appreciate it. Hey, Leo in New York, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Leo?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
How are you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When's the last time we talked to you? We're ripping the Odd Couple. You called us the Odd Single.
Rip something down.
I know. The Odd Single, I think he called
us. He always got something smart to say.
I wish it was a Tuesday, though, because what Danny Ainge did to us was very disgusting. But at the end of the day, I agree with the previous two callers. We couldn't give all of that for a guy who couldn't change the fortune of our team. He's not going to make us
what?
A contender.
Leo,
what are they giving up?
But he wanted 8 picks and 3 players. I mean,
no, he wanted six. He wanted 6 picks. You probably could have got him down to 5.
You could have got him down to 5. And you, right.
Okay. At this point, we give you RJ Barrett and quickly compared to what you got. From Cleveland, we had a better deal. At this point, he just
I don't think. I mean, I like Barrett. I would have wanted to keep Barrett.
But we offered him though. You did offer him, so technically that was a better deal.
I don't know. Look, this kid Abaje has some promise that they got from Cleveland. Colin Sexton's pretty good, and Lauri Markkanen is pretty good. And then they got all those picks.
Chris, at this point, he called the Knicks bluff. We signed RJ Barrett. He had to send Donovan Mitchell somewhere because Donovan Mitchell was disgruntled and like erased all Jazz info from his social media. So at this point, he just sent him to whoever.
But they got a pretty decent deal for him. They got better players than the Knicks would. RJ Barrett would have been better,
right?
But outside of him, they got better players than the other guys the Knicks were.
And Leo, I get it, but if you're the Knicks, he was on their radar all summer. That's all they were talking about, and nobody wants to play for the Knicks. And you get a guy who's from New York who wants to play for the Knicks, and you can't pull the trigger. It doesn't even make sense. Yep. Thanks for the call, appreciate it, Gary in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gary?
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys.
What's up?
Yeah, okay. So if I was the Knicks, I would have done this trade like months ago. I would have given up Fournier, Quickly, Grimes, Reddish, and 6 picks.
Right.
Or
yeah. Or, I don't know if they wanted Fournier because of the contract, but
I get your point.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if the Knicks did offer RJ and 2 picks, I think the Jazz should have done that.
Yeah, RJ, I think he's going. He's better than any player they got. I do agree with that, but you know, it's just a bad.
It's just like it's typical Knicks, Chris.
Right.
It just is. I mean, we're not being too hard on them. We just talked about it. You want to talk about picks? They haven't re-signed or given an extension to a player until RJ Barrett. It was a 23-year drought. And you're talking about picks with the Knicks and their front office? I'm sorry.
Exactly. What do they do with the picks? They waste them. Come on. Yeah, it's a trip, and the Knicks don't have anything to show for it. Like you said, Rob, not many superstars want to play for the Knicks, or certainly not want to play for the Knicks above all other teams. And I think that's where Donovan Mitchell was, and they couldn't close the deal. We got Joel Corey coming up, former NFL agent, now CBS Sports NFL analyst. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We got Joel Corey, former NFL agent, now a CBS Sports NFL analyst, joining us. Joel, welcome to the iCouple.
What's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. Great to have you. All right, what were your thoughts on the Russell Wilson deal? The fact that they did an extension, not a surprise. Both sides have been talking about that since he joined the Broncos. But what did you think of the numbers? I almost feel like he left some money on the table with the only 165 guarantee. What are your thoughts?
That's a fair assessment. He had a ton of leverage, and I don't think he fully exploited it. Yep. Got the richest owner in the history of the sport with an estimated net worth of $60 billion. So putting money in escrow to fund a fully guaranteed contract shouldn't have been an issue for him. Right. Plus, it's his first big signing. And you gave up 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, and 3 players to get Russell Wilson. So given the acquisition cost, he had a ton of leverage. He's gotten paid twice before, so maybe trying to full exploit leverage this time around wasn't as important as it had previously been. We saw that Matthew Stafford had a ton of leverage from winning the Super Bowl and only wanted a fair deal and left money on the table for the good of the team. So maybe that's Russell's MO as well.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, leaving it on there. And as you said, once they've made a commitment to you and given up as much as they did, they can't play around. So going forward, I still think Lamar Jackson is not going to take a contract without having it fully guaranteed. Some people are asking, like, you know, how does this deal affect him? Do you think it'll have any effect?
Yeah, if he wants a fully guaranteed contract, he's not getting it this year. Because you've had Kyler Murray, who I never thought would get a fully guaranteed contract because the Bidwells aren't a cash-rich team with Arizona. And then this was the one which was teed up for the fully guaranteed contract and didn't happen. So Steve Bisciotti can say, well, that Deshaun Watson contract, that's an outlier, that's an aberration, it's an anomaly. His situation was different because he was a quasi-free agent. The Browns were out of the running and did what they had to do to get him to change his mind. We're not doing that for you, Lamar. So if he wants a fully guaranteed contract, he's probably going to have to go at least one franchise tag, maybe the Kirk Cousins route, and play on 2 tags and hit the open market.
Joel, don't you think, though, and I don't think Lamar will do it, but if he said, I'm not playing unless I get a fully guaranteed deal, I don't think they'd have any choice. I think they would bite the bullet and give it to him. If you were an agent, if you were his agent, would you be advising him to do that?
Nobody's done that since Sterling Sharp in '92, where they stuck a gun to their head and said, "I'm not playing unless you give me a deal. That was at the 11th hour where Sterling Sharp did that to the Packers. That'd be interesting to see what would happen because it opens up a can of worms.
He's their whole team.
Right. Everything is centered around Lamar. And I would look at it and say, it's not an outlet. You gave Deshaun Watson that deal. I have a unanimous MVP. I have to give up my body and play, right? Every play I have a chance of getting hurt. The whole team
is off the court issues.
Right. I'm a model citizen, all the other things. Why can't you make that commitment to me? I'd have an issue if they wouldn't want to do it. I really would.
Yeah, I understand the point because you're right from the standpoint that he's got the MVP and he's squeaky. Now, I don't want to say squeaky clean.
Well, he hasn't had any issues.
Yeah, there's no issues.
There's no issues.
There's no issues that we know of. So, yeah, there's no risk there. Deshaun Watson being the first since Cousins to get the fully guaranteed contract under the circumstances is problematic. I don't think they're going to give it to him now, and I don't think he's going to stick a gun to their head and walk out. Because you subject yourself to a five-day letter. And the team doesn't have to give you the five-day letter, but if they do, you don't come back, you're done for the year. So it would be cutting off your nose to spite your face from both sides if neither side wanted to blink.
Yeah, I think you're right that he won't do it. I think he should. I think they'd sign him to it if he did it. What are your thoughts on, he doesn't have an agent. And you obviously were an agent. Do you have any idea? Like, I imagine he's got a lawyer. He's paying hourly. Like, do you have any idea who is kind of working out the parameters for him and the particulars of his deal or what?
No, I don't. I know his mom's involved, but I don't know who else is on the team. I assume there's someone that has experience with NFL contracts from a team standpoint or the agent side who's some sort of advisor or consultant, but I don't know who that is. Now, if Lamar had a conventional agent, who's to say that he wouldn't have signed a deal like Josh Allen last year, because sometimes the agent's motivation is, let me get the deal done. I want to lock in my commission in case something happens.
Right, and then
he's at $43 million per year, so it's worked out better for him by being patient. But there is a risk, given his style of play, of playing on the fifth-year option. If he's comfortable with the risk, then he can be rewarded for it. We saw Dak Prescott on a franchise tag have a pretty serious ankle injury, and he became the second $40 million per year player in league history. So if he's comfortable taking the risk, he'll ultimately get rewarded for it.
And when you talk about Lamar, what's the rate now for agents? Do they get 4%? Is that what it is?
Not in the NFL. It's been 3% since 1999. That's the max. It can be sometimes less than that. Rookie contracts are done for typically less than the full amount, and then the standard rate will apply to the veteran contract. What I haven't understood is that basketball, it's 4% is the max, fully guaranteed contract. Basketball players don't have a problem paying full 4%, but football players, for some reason, 3% is a sticking point for them. The player rep board a few years ago tried to lower the max fee to 2%, and you had agents who don't like each other band together and push back against that one.
They should have. I mean, they should get a percentage, but not ridiculous where they're getting nothing for their services. Right.
Joel, I think you're right in that. I mean, we've seen now a number of quarterbacks be signed to deals since Deshaun Watson, and while they got huge guarantees, they didn't get a fully guaranteed contract. I think as more quarterbacks do this, if indeed that's the case, you're right. Like, then the owners will be able to say, look, Deshaun was an outlier, just like they've said about Kirk Cousins. But had quarterbacks stuck to their guns and demanded fully guaranteed deals because of Deshaun, I think it would have changed the landscape. Let me ask you, let's just say hypothetically, what if quarterbacks did that and they began getting fully guaranteed contracts? What would the ramifications of that be? And why are owners so much against it?
Hopefully it would spill over to other positions, probably starting with edge rushers, because if you don't have a quarterback go first in the draft, typically it's a pass rusher. They went 1 and 2 this year. The quarterbacks don't do that. In 2018, the next two guys up, Matt Ryan and Aaron Rodgers, didn't get fully guaranteed contracts, and that ended it. So Lamar's the last best hope. Russell, it was teed up for him to do it. He didn't. Joe Burrow didn't have a prayer of getting a fully guaranteed contract. The Bengals don't give base salary guarantees in veteran contracts. So to get them to break that precedent will be monumental. Getting them to go a step further, fully guaranteed contract, good luck with that.
I think that with Joe Burrow's success, he has a chance, because the Bengals can you know, this guy went to the Super Bowl in his second year, and you don't want to get this guy off kilter or where he doesn't, you know what I mean, like believe in the organization. He might be the guy to be able to do that only because of his success, but I'm with you.
No, I vehemently disagree. The only guaranteed money in veterans Bengals contracts is a signing bonus. You have an unsecured roster bonus in March in year two and year three. You got to get them to do what the Steelers did of T.J. Watt and Minka Fitzpatrick first. The Steelers are the same way. For T.J. Watt, they finally did base salary guarantees. Bengals don't do that at all. So they're not going to go from only guaranteed money in a veteran deal with signing bonus to fully guaranteed contract.
So you think they'll just franchise him? They'll just franchise him over and over again if they have to.
I think given the Bengals, they would have to give him accelerated cash flow, which some crazy player-friendly cash flow to avoid the full guarantees. Getting them just to get base salary guarantees with that team is a win.
Wow. Quickly, 30 seconds left. We've had ex-players who were in the players' union, or at least I've heard them, say that, because Rob and I have said if anybody should get guaranteed contracts, it's NFL players,
yeah,
at least stars or starters or whatever. And we've had players say that they don't think that'd be great for the players. What's your take on that? Do they make any sense when they're saying stuff like that?
No, I don't think so. Because if you think a player's not going to be motivated if he has a fully guaranteed contract, I think that's ridiculous. I helped do a contract with John Randall, which was one of the ones with base salary guarantees. And I remember Ralph Wilson and people like that saying it's going to ruin the sport. You don't have to worry about John Randall's effort if he has some salary guarantees in his contract. Same would apply to most of the stars in this league as well.
Yeah, but right. You know what? That whole thing is baloney, because NBA players and great ones have fully guaranteed contracts. Baseball players have played 18-year careers, fully guaranteed. It's nonsense. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Joel. We appreciate it.
Sure, anytime. Thanks for having me.
Yep. All right. The goat is being led out to pasture.
Uh-oh.
But not without a fight. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
All right. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Was trying to go for another hat trick. Didn't happen last night. Chris, 1-2 for me after a 3-0 the night before. All right, best bet tonight, Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook. But the Rangers at the Red Sox. I'm going with the over there, over 9 runs for the run total. That's the best bet. Rockies at the Braves, under 8 in that ball game. And on the money line, I'm taking the Brewers -135. They're playing at the Diamondbacks. Again, Rangers at Red Sox, over 9 runs for the run total. Rockies at the Braves, under 8. And the Brewers to win outright, -135 at the Diamondbacks. All right, remember, I'm not telling you who to vote on. I am you who I vote on.
Are you betting on Serena or against her? Like, are you going to do that?
No, I didn't bet.
Why not?
I don't know. I just
tomorrow.
I don't know. I might. Are you betting? You don't bet.
I mean, I don't bet, but I'm just saying, like, you should do that for Shekel City.
Yeah, that might be good. You know what? Let me see what the odds are, Chris. That's a good thought. Your hair looks good, Chris. It looks a little darker today on this.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, man. Huh? What, you know, some vitamins, a little bit of vitamins will do for you.
Chris, did you get a touch-up today? What would you get a touch-up?
No. I've been wearing a hat all week, you know, covering up my nice little brown
It look
lock.
A little something. I want to style. I look a little thicker
vitamins,
than normal.
Man, I'm telling you.
Is that
vitamins.
What it is?
Sunshine, vitamins. Right. I'm feeling good, working out.
Okay. All right. Are you being truthful,
Rob,
Pinocchio, or not?
We talked about, let's move on. We talked about Serena. Rob, she is looking, she's looking good. I mean, look, all right, I'll say she's going to win it. You know, I'm not a tennis expert. I'd love to see her win it. I think we all would. But she beat the second-ranked player in the world last night, Rob, and it went 3 sets, but she owned her in the final set. And it looked like in the she won the first set. Second set, when she got down early, it looked like she kind of coasted through that set, feeling like, okay, I can regain control in the third set. And that's exactly what she did. But I think, Rob, look, she's got a great advantage in that. I mean, the crowd is going wild for her.
No, I get it. They're pulling for her.
You know, it's 30,000 fans all cheering for her. A lot of the players she's playing idolized her growing up, if not all of them. I mean, you know, like, they're young. And they grew up watching her. They're playing maybe their idol.
They're playing a living legend.
Yeah.
Like her she's legendary.
So I think she is getting maybe an emotional boost from this. And the other, her opponents, you know, it might be an emotional downer to some degree. Maybe I'm overstating it, but I just think she's got a good shot.
Yeah, I mean, she has a shot. I don't know. That might be early on and you win a big match where you beat somebody you weren't supposed to beat. I get that. But I don't think it's an automatic, like, that because
that'd be
might
foolish.
Because it might be her last and everybody's pulling for it. Because we've seen those stories before. We've talked about this too, Chris. If you remember the hurricane, what was it in New Orleans? You remember that year? Everybody thought they were going for the Saints that they were going to go to the Super Bowl, and then they lost to the Bears, if I remember correctly. Then I remember in New York in 9/11. Oh yeah, the Yankees going to win, and the whole country was rooting for the Yankees, and they lost to the Diamondbacks in the World Series. So sometimes the storylines, am I right? It was a great Game 7 and the whole nine yards. They beat Mariano Rivera. But my point is, it doesn't always work out to the fairy tale ending. But so far, I'm with you. She has something going. I'll give you that.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen the great ones rally and rise up. I mean, Tiger in 2019. What, I think it had been 10 years maybe since his last major title, something like that. Jack Nicklaus winning it at 46 years old, you know. So we'll see. It'd be a great story. She's playing with her sister tonight in the doubles that most people aren't that into, but we want to see her doing the singles. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.